What is your all-time favorite hymn? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin inviting you to vote for your favorite hymn. Send an email with your vote to hymnvote@issuesetc.org, and during the week of August 9th, we'll study the top five hymns chosen by Issues Etc. listeners. Voting ends July 25th. Vote today for your favorite hymn, hymnvote@issuesetc.org. A hymn for any time of the church year is fine. hymnvote@issuesetc.org. All right, we permit a little time here at the end of every Friday first hour to pick our Issues Etc. blog of the week. And since there are two of us, I pick mine, Jeff picks his, and you can pick yours as well. You do so by, you don't actually pick yours. You can have yours picked by having the Issues Etc. widget at your blog. If you've got a blog, it's really easy. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support. And at the bottom of the page, you'll find the widget. It looks like a little picture, our logo. You can take it, put it on your blog. There are instructions on how to do so. And then email us and let us know that you have a blog, that you'd like us to read it, and that you have the widget. talkback@issuesetc.org. What's your pick, Jeff?
My pick this week is Cheryl Magnus's excellent blog in Round Unvarnished Table. She, of course, is the wife of cantor Phil Magnus of Bethany Lutheran Church in Naperville, Illinois. It's a blog post titled, "It's Time to Take Time." Cheryl writes, "Some years down the road, God willing, we in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod will be looking back on this day, remembering where we were when Reverend Matthew Harrison was elected 13th president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and sharing our memories of that pivotal moment when our church body was plucked off the slope of dissolution and placed on the path of healing. So let's practice. Here's my story. After a morning of leading music at Vacation Bible School, I returned home and had lunch with my children. I did a few chores, and then shortly before the presidential election was scheduled to begin, settled down in front of the computer to watch the live stream of the convention. I could hardly sit still. My hands were shaking, my stomach jumping. I closed my eyes, put my hands in my face, and said a whispered prayer. Then the phone rang. It was my husband, who is not a delegate, but is attending the convention for the purpose of observing, reporting, disseminating information, and assisting the confessional effort in any way, in whatever way he can. I didn't have to look at the caller ID to know it was him. I picked up the phone. Hello? Are you watching? As soon as I heard his voice, I started to cry. Yes, I replied, my voice catching. Are you praying? Yes. Okay, it's time. I realized as I heard the proceedings coming through my phone that the live stream was actually not live, but a few seconds behind. So I turned down the volume on my computer and waited for my husband to break the news. They're voting, he said. Christ have mercy. Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Silence as we waited for the end of this 8-second voting window. Then, and Harrison wins. The next president of the LCMS is Matt Harrison. This wasn't shouted. My husband was in the convention hall and restraint was called for, but I knew he was shouting with joy on the inside. I couldn't believe it, Cheryl writes. Really, he won? Sobbing, I ran to the top of the stairs, phone still in hand, and called my son, Trevor. Pastor Harrison won. Trevor joined me upstairs, and we sat together at my laptop, watching and waiting as our president-elect made his way towards the podium with his wife. As Trevor hugged me, I said a quick goodbye to my husband with a promise to talk later, and Trevor and I watched this incredible acceptance speech. If that speech is any indication of the serious humility and cross-focused leadership that President Harrison intends to bring to his new calling, we may actually be able to chart that course for unifying our fractured synod. May God bless the LCMS and its new shepherd, Reverend Matthew Harrison, and may all of us who have been saying it's time for these last many months now be willing to tell one another to take time as we turn our eyes to the future and watch and pray for healing. So what were you doing on July 13th, 2010 at 2:42 in the afternoon? My pick for blog of the week, A Round Unvarnished Table by Cheryl Magnus.
That is a great pick, Jeff, and it's given me an idea. We will make the Issues Etc. comment line available to our listeners to answer that question. Where were you when you learned of the election of Pastor Harrison to the presidency of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod? Where were you? What were you doing? The number 618-223-8384. Call all weekend, 618-223-8384, and we'll play your comments on the air later. My pick for this week comes from a blog that many read, Cyber Brethren, by Pastor Paul McCain. I do not have time to read the entire quote. I'll simply recommend it to you. The title of this blog post is called A Real Savior for Real Sinners, and it's a quote from Martin Luther writing to George Spalatin, quoted in Walther's Law and Gospel. I'll give you just a piece of it. He says, get used to believing that Christ is a real Savior and that you are a real sinner. For God is neither joking nor is he dealing in imaginary affairs, but he was deadly serious when he sent his own Son into the world and sacrificed him for our sake. That's just a piece of it. I'll leave the rest to your own reading. It's Cyber Brethren by Pastor Paul McCain, and the blog post is called A Real Savior for Real Sinners. We'll have both my pick and Jeff's pick at our website tonight, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. When we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. Dr. Rod Rosenblatt will be our guest. We're going to conclude our five-part daily series with him on this Friday afternoon on Christ Alone. We'll be talking about Christ Alone and the pastor. You know, many Christians become disillusioned with Christianity. It all begins so excitingly. And it all begins with such great promise. And then they settle into the reality of the real Christian life, not the one that is sold to them by their megachurch pastor, but the real Christian life, living daily by faith in Christ and in love toward the neighbor. And they get a little disappointed because a lot of those big promises that they were sold on early don't seem to be coming true. We'll talk about that with Dr. Rod Rosenblatt in hour two of Issues Etc.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues Etc.